This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Andrew, I'm so tired today.
Why are you so tired?
I have not slept the last couple of nights.
What? Why? Why have you not slept?
I don't know. I've just been waking up, which is not like me.
No, I mean, normally you are out cold.
Honestly.
Have you been doing too many naps? Have you been napping?
No, I didn't have a nap at all on Friday. Didn't have a nap at all on Saturday. Friday night, Saturday night, awful. I got to sleep this morning at 20 to 2.
And
I woke up naturally at 20 past six.
Yeah, that is an absolute shitter when that happens.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anyway, my question for you this week is about sleeping.
Right.
What is your go-to sleeping position?
I am on my side, on my right-hand side.
Oh, hang on. Now, can you not do your left?
I can. Right. I can do either side, but my preference is the right.
Right.
And I'm very, like,
fetal.
Sort of fetal, yes. Yeah, so kind of, you know, legs up. And my little Nell, she always says to me, like, sometimes she'll come into me in the morning. Basically, Nell's is kind of like my mum a little bit. In that she tends to wake me up to get her to school.
Okay, this is an interesting look into the world of Angie's parenting. This is great.
Because, right, I'm go
lazy.
To bed.
You are lazy. The only end to that sentence is I am a lazy bitch.
I'm
and
a lazy
although
bitch.
I've got kids, I can't be arsed.
No.
They're now 16 and 19.
Yeah, 15.
They can
15
sort themselves.
And 19. 15 and 19. Yeah. But you know
what?
It's the thing what happens, right, is I
the
go
thing
to bed.
What happens.
The thing what
happens, right?
The
listen.
Thing what happens is, right, I go to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm normally going to bed too late and I'm really tired. So I
irresponsible. Irresponsible.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another bit of my irresponsible behaviour.
Yeah.
I go to bed and I end up looking at my phone, like I might be looking at the news or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then
I
forget to set an alarm because I fall asleep. Normally with my phone. Yeah. And I wake up in the morning and I find my phone underneath me. So I forget to set an alarm. So quite often it'll be Nels that's coming into me going, Mum, it's like 7:15, 7:30. I'm like, oh yeah.
Okay, this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable behaviour.
Anyway, she comes into me. When she comes into me, she wakes me up and she's like, Mum. And then she says to me, I put my hands like, almost like together right under my chin. So I am
Hang on. Do you stay in the same position all night?
Pretty much. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I hardly move.
Oh my God, I'm the complete opposite.
Mm. Can I just say that today we've got Tricky, Master Tricky on the trickstar. The trickstar. And he has just sent some facts in.
Here we go.
Fetal is the most popular way to sleep. And is favoured by more than 4 out of 10 people, especially among women, who are twice as likely as men to sleep curled up on their side.
And you're in the majority.
Yeah.
It's a healthy way to doze because it allows your spine to rest in its natural alignment.
Getting.
It also helps ward off conditions like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
See?
God, side sleepers unite, guys.
Yeah,
side
you need
sleepers
to sort out your sleeping,
unite. I need to start on the side. Side
also,
vibes.
On the fact that we're on about sleeping and the sides you're on and all that shit.
Yeah.
How much morning deflation did you have in the past week, Pats?
Oh my God, so much. This weekend I've had loads. Honestly, it's been unreal.
What, just in the mornings or all day?
Just in the mornings.
Yeah.
It's been massive.
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday, I haven't bloody stopped, mate.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you're not sleeping well. Maybe you got a lot of gas going
got
on.
Got a lot of gases.
A lot of gases on the
got
the
a
old,
lot of gaseous clay.
To release, yeah.
Anyway, shall we take it into the old Urbans?
Urban.
I'm obviously very stupid today because I'm a bit delirious, very tired. Right, my urban this week is Voluntel.
All one word, Voluntel.
Voluntel, all one word.
Voluntel. Is it when someone like tells you something that you actually just not that fussed about and they just volunteer that information? No, like you don't need to know it.
No.
No.
Voluntel is when you volunteer someone else to do something and then tell them they've got to do it. Oh, don't worry about it, man. I'll just voluntel Jim to give that speech in class tomorrow. Right, now this happens a lot in the workplace, doesn't it?
Voluntel. It happens this a lot in like... the home place as well with me, to be honest.
I mean, this is like, you know, this is the email that says, by the way, you're going to a meeting at 9:30 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh. Yeah, we had a follow-up meeting at 4 this afternoon. I can't go.
You weren't involved in that, but we voluntold you.
Yeah. I said to Chris, don't worry, Ruth will be there. It starts at 8:30 in person. It's 45 minutes away from your house, but I can't go because I'm in another meeting. And I said you'd be fine to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Voluntelling, yeah.
Voluntelling. Mm. You just open those emails and it's like, oh, by the way,
yeah,
like you've got to go to
you've
this
got to
training
be here tomorrow.
You've got to go to this training every day for the whole team for the next 7 days, 10 till 3. You won't get any of your own work done.
Yeah,
and then you're going to come back and give us a presentation about what the training was about. About,
yeah.
They asked me to go. I couldn't be asked.
So I thought you could go instead. Yeah.
It's like, fuck off.
Yeah. But I actually also quite like it. If you can be the volunteller.
Oh, if you're the one sending the email saying, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're
but
going,
I'm not
I can't
in that
do
position
that
of power. Well, I'm not in that position of power, Ange.
Well, I'm not either, but I would like to be.
Yes, me too.
I would love to be volunteering.
Well, how does it happen in the home space? How does it happen in the home space?
Well, I can't I just love to volunteer, like,
Ian. Oh,
yeah, Ian or Joel, actually. Sometimes else, but Ian and Joel obviously can drive. So if I've got to get, I'm like, oh,
yes.
Seriously, I cannot be asked. Joel, will you just...
No, that's not volunteering, that's asking.
Joel, go and get me bread.
No, it would be this. Joel, your grandma's got a new pair of shoes that she wants me to take back. You're going to get them.
So grandma's got a new pair of Skechers.
I've said she'll be round at 2:30 to pick them up, to take them back to M&S and give her the new, to exchange them for the bigger size.
And actually, you've got to take your grandma with you.
Yeah, yeah, you're taking her out on a day trip as well. And Joel's like, what? Sorry, what? What? Well, I know you haven't got anything planned today. I'm at work, so I said you pick her up at 2:30.
Exactly.
That's voluntelling.
Voluntelling, yeah.
And Joel's like, but Mum, no, there's no buts, Joel. I've told her you'll be there at 2:30. She could be dead next week. This is your grandmother.
Yeah, I do. I would. Yeah, I'd re. I might get into voluntelling a bit more. Actually.
Oh yeah, you've got. I mean, it is like if you are the if you're on the end of it, it's absolute horseshit. It's the worst thing in the world. It's like. Yeah. Marty tried to do this with me last week.
What, tried to voluntel you for something?
Yeah.
Did he?
So picture the scene, right? Marty had to pick up some medication from the pharmacy.
Yeah.
He phoned the pharmacy to check that it was still in stock.
Yeah.
Or that they
had
got
it.
The prescription.
Yeah.
He said to the pharmacist, oh, great, my wife will come and pick it up this afternoon. So we then speak. I've been out doing errands, doing work,
doing,
like, doing stuff.
Doing your shiz.
So we speak like later on that afternoon. And he just says, oh, yeah, so you'll pick up my prescription, yeah? And I said, what? Mm-hmm. I said, what? He said, oh, well, I phoned the pharmacy to make sure that it was in. And I said to the pharmacist that you'd be there to pick it up this afternoon. Why? Have your legs broken? Is your car not working? Have you lost your mind? Why? He said, I just thought, you know, if you're out now, I'm out now. It's 11 o'clock. You've said it'll be ready after two. So why can't you get it on your way home? I just thought you could get it.
Mm. I actually think, because now you've talked about that, I think Ian tells me for a lot of shit.
Well, I think this is a man thing to do. Yeah, I think men do this a lot with their wives. Mm.
Especially, I think, if, like me and you, Pats, you do a lot, you're predominantly working at home.
Yes, they think we can just sit around.
They just think you're doing jack shit all day.
Yeah.
Oh, would you just go, I need you to pick up some bread, some jam. I need you to pick some stuff up from pharmacy. Can you also I've got some stuff at the dry cleaners. Can you pick that up?
Yeah.
It's like you become some sort of bitch for them.
God, I've been a bitch ever since I met Matthew.
Well, that's true. I am not. I am still sort of quite low down in the bitch realms, although...
Yeah.
I think my bitchiness is coming out more as I'm getting older, TBH.
I agree.
But yeah, I do. You are. That is so right. There's a lot of
Matthew
husbandry voluntelling that goes. And I know because I've got a few friends that say the same thing. If you either if you're working from home or you're you know living the life of luxury and you don't have to shitting work.
Yeah.
You then become the. Oh, can you just pick that up? Can you get that? Can you get this? I need that.
Matthew,
can you take that?
Matthew tried to do it with some stuff. So Matthew works for a kitchen company. He's a kitchen designer. Mm. He told a local depot to ask that I'd go and pick up some cupboard doors one Saturday morning because he was at work. I was like, no, Matthew. You say to your work, you'll be in 20 minutes late or you've got to leave 20 minutes. He said, I just told the depot manager you'd pick it up. Did you? Did you now?
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought Voluntel was a good one.
That is a very good one. So and actually, look, it's made if you think a lot about how many
if
times.
You feel like you're being voluntelled in the home space a lot,
let us know.
We would love to hear from you.
Yes.
There's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast. Right.
What is getting on your shitting tits?
Oh, we both also, went for the same sound there.
Have you, do you, just while we're singing, have you heard Very Good, Very Nice Man?
Yes, I have heard Very Good, Very Nice Man.
So for anyone that doesn't know, this is a TikTok sensation with a guy in the Tenerife who sells you sunglasses.
In the Tenerife.
sells, I like to call it the Tenerife.
The Tenerife.
Like the Gambia. He sells your belts, your sunglasses, and he became a TikTok sensation because he goes around singing, very good, very nice, very good, very nice. And hello, then... Nicki Minaj.
Hello, sexy banana. Very good, very nice. Very good, very nice. Hello, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, and then you see what happens is Pats then watches that, gets that in her head, and then that's all she sings.
Yeah.
Which then
hello,
starts...
sexy banana. Anyway.
Right. The thing that is getting on my shitting tips.
Yes.
Is coriander.
Oh, this is very niche.
Coriander. Well, I could say, as a general... The garnishes they put on food garnishes,
right?
And then specifically coriander.
Why?
So a couple of weeks ago, I went out for a little. It was actually for Joel's birthday. We went for a little birthday breakfast.
Was it a brunch?
It was not a brunch. No. It was
Are
a
you
breakfast.
Sure? What time was it?
It was around 10:30. It was a breakfast.
Okay. Yeah. It was your breakfast.
So I had, I had the dickish
smashed avo
poached egg. Oh, all that shit,
my God! If you're a if you're an original listener here, everybody right now, wherever you are, open Instagram, go into Andrew's DMs and give a fucking shit for having me smashed Avo. Because the amount of piss she took out of people for that.
No. I like it. I just think it just started to get a bit, you know, and it was a bit everywhere.
Avocados, yeah, in because, shitting tits.
Because everyone was going mental for avocados.
And now you're going mental. No. You're going to brunch and you're doing the very thing that you detest.
No, I'm not going for brunch. It was breakfast.
Did you pop to Hollister after?
No. I like, I said this at the time, I like avocados. It's the fact that everyone goes batshit crazy for avocados and puts avocado everywhere. Anyway, avo. I had the avo and the eggs and a bit of bacon. Yeah. It was really delicious.
Really.
But on the top of that, right, literally on the top of the two eggs that I had was like a tree of coriander that I then had to pick off.
Why? Why didn't you eat it?
Because I don't like it. I don't like that herb, right? And then it got me thinking.
You don't like that herb.
Herbs. Why do they feel they have to put shit on it?
Because, Andrew, I'll tell you for why. This is what Murray says.
Right.
The first bite is with the eye. Matthew's actually said that sentence to me before.
The first bite is with the eye.
Yeah. It's not about the taste, the first bite. It's about the visual.
No, but that annoys me.
Right.
So it's not a good visual for me,
Right, so the first bite is with the eye, that puts you off.
Well, especially when they're shoving shit on it. Mm. You know, it's like, what? It's just fanciness for fancy's sake. I don't like it. Just give me the avocado and the eggs. You don't need to put a tree of coriander or a load of basil or a load of
basil.
I don't know, all the other shitty leaves they put on things. Mint. You know, you get a dessert and you've got a sprig of mint in it.
Well, look, listen to this. I went for breakfast on Saturday morning. We didn't go to a posh place that does smashed avocado. We just went to the Harvester. Yeah. Very basic, but
basics.
We love a Harvester.
Your
breakfast. And they, rather than calling their avocado, like you can have a side of avocado with their like veggie bread. You can have it with any breakfast, but they call it guacamole. So it's like the classic breakfast. It's like, you know, two sausage, two bacon, two hash browns, two eggs of your choice, black pudding
beans.
If you want it. And then you can add extras. And one of the extras is guacamole. Why not just call it
avocado?
Anyway, when we went on Saturday morning, we were in Derby.
Yeah.
And the woman couldn't say guacamole.
She couldn't say it.
She could not say guacamole.
What was she saying then?
She just said, because with Harvester, you build your own breakfast. So she goes through the list.
Right.
How many sausages, how many bacon, how many eggs, how many black pudding.
Mm.
And she got to that. She said, I can't say this word, the green stuff. You know the green stuff. And so I said, guacamole. She said, that's the one, that green stuff, guaca something, whatever she said. Do you want guaca? Do you want guaca? I was like, that is hilarious.
Well, the Americans, they say guac.
Guac.
They?
Yeah.
Would you like some
but
guac?
But why do they call it guacamole? Guac.
Guacamole.
On a breakfast, why not just say, do you want a side of smashed avocado?
But is it because, do they put other shit in it maybe that makes it more
of the
guac?
I don't know, but you don't want that for your breakfast. You don't want guac.
No, exactly.
Guac. For your breakfast.
No.
Also, at Harvester, with your breakfast, you can add chips.
What?
And, yeah, wait, you can add for an extra $2.99, you can add a rump steak.
You are having a laugh.
No! And this woman, Debbie, her name was, on Saturday, she said, I'm really sorry, I'm being told to upsell the steaks. Would you like a rump steak with your breakfast? And we were all like, no. I wonder if you're being told to upsell them.
Upsell
Nobody wants a rump steak, at 9:30 in the morning.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Right. We've got a bit more info here on the guac.
Here we go.
Right. For guac, you have one large ripe tomato, three avocados, very ripe but not bruised, the juice of one large lime, a handful of fucking coriander,
leaves and stalks
chopped, plus a few leaves roughly chopped, serve one small red onion, fine chopped red chilli, or red or green chilli, de-seasoned fine. I mean, who is wanting all that shit of a breakfast?
Well, what? Yeah, just put smashed avocado on the side.
Yeah.
Does not need to be guac. I mean, you could have chips, chips, steak and guacamole for your breakfast at Harvester.
What are they doing? Why are Harvester thinking chips and steak?
This is a very niche tits, Ange.
Is it? I think other people... No, right. Okay, let's put it out there. Because I think...
Right, okay, let's do a call to fucking action.
I think a lot of people will agree with me on the garnish shit.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I think a lot of people are like, yes, Ange, right. I'm with you. Especially coriander. Because I think...
I don't know about you, but I can feel a poll coming on. I can feel a midweek finding the funny poll coming
on. I can
on.
Feel a massive poll. We shall definitely be doing a poll. A Thursday.
Yes,
Thursday post poll. Episode going out poll.
Finding the funny poll.
Who is I with
feel
the
a
garnish?
I can feel a finding the funny grid post coming on as well.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. The old coriander
garnish.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we had a great dickish behaviour in.
We did.
This week.
Very
from
good.
Lauren on the gram. Mm. And Lauren says, songs as ringtones, dickish, especially if you work in an office and get called 20 times a day. Why do people have, I need a hero. I'm holding, no, Sandra, you don't need a hero. You need to turn that thing down.
You just need
off.
To put it on silent.
Yeah.
Why are people still having the volume on their phones?
Why are people still, I mean, I used to have a song for my ringtone when I was about 12. Mm. When I got a Nokia and I was like, oh my God, I can download Girls Aloud and have, you know, The Promise when anyone rings me. When my boyfriend rings me, it can play The Promise.
Well, it was a big thing, wasn't it? Like for
a
while.
Oh, big time.
Everyone was into like having their own sort of, you know, tunes on their phone. When the phone rang, it was a different
song
for
different
people.
Yeah, you could have a different song for different people. You know, I'd have We Are Family for you or something like that.
Yeah.
You
didn't know, did you?
No, I had Smack My Bitch Up when you rang. No, I didn't. I had, hey, fatty bum bum.
But it's kind of gone now. Having any kind of ringtone.
No.
Especially when you've specifically picked out a song.
A song.
To put as your,
why
are you doing?
Do you know what annoys me though? This, even if they don't have a song in an office, somebody packs up their laptop and everything, goes off to a meeting and leaves both their work and their personal phone on their desk and hasn't put them on silent. So you're working away and it rings and it might not even be a song. It's just an annoying
like, oh, sound.
Should I do that? Should I put it on silent? You think, oh, no, I'll leave it. And then it rings again.
Yeah.
And then that person leaves a voicemail. So it keeps ringing them until they've listened to that shitting voicemail, because there's some network providers that will continually ring you.
Yeah, to make sure
when you've got a voicemail.
You've got a voicemail you've got to listen to.
And everyone's going, whose phone is that? It's Bob's. Bob's gone into that meeting. Bob's in a meeting now for 4 hours. Yeah. Should I put it on silent? Nobody wants to touch Bob's phone. Everyone's like, oh God, it's a bit rude. So we're like, we'll leave it. 30 seconds later. Bob, man, fucking hell. It is just don't do it.
It's just not etiquette, is it?
I mean, do you remember when everyone had that Nokia ringtone?
Oh, yeah.
After Dom Jolly.
Dom Jolly, yeah.
Hello! I'm in the library! But you never knew if it was your phone. It was hilarious.
Oh, is that me?
Because somebody would ring and everyone would... Oh, no, it's not me.
It's not me.
Oh, it's him.
Oh, it's her.
Him.
Yeah, she's got the same tune as me.
Yeah, everyone in this department store's got... Everyone went shitting nuts for that, didn't they?
Yeah.
I might make that my ringtone.
No.
And have my phone on loud
all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Margs has hers out loud, doesn't she? Her volume.
Oh,
phone.
Well, she's
never
got
really answer
to.
It, does she?
Oh, even up loud, she doesn't know
she
what
doesn't
she's
answer
doing.
It, no.
How do you feel about like a mobile phone holster on the belt? What are your thoughts on that?
No. No. Also, it's like people who walk around with those like things in their ears. Yeah, the Bluetooth. Who's doing that?
Yeah. And they've got their phone in a mobile phone. People sometimes used to clip things on their belts and stuff. They used those huge fucking clips that you'd use if you were abseiling down a mountain.
Yes.
I have just cracked myself up with that. I've made myself laugh harder than I think you've ever made me laugh on this podcast.
Oh, no, that's wow. Not true. That's not true. That was a lot.
Okay,
fine. Thanks, Pat. Yeah. I have recently. I can't believe I'm sharing this.
Yeah! This is what this is about, mate. Come on.
So, when I take Luna out for a walk, she's got some treats in a little bag, right? That does have a thing you can clip in. Clip onto that's your
Ian.
Trousers.
That's Ian that's done that. Ian's put that clip on.
I the other day, when it was nice weather, because normally I'd have a coat on, I could put in my coat. I didn't have a coat on. So I actually clipped them to my trousers. I felt like such a twat.
Did you have a Bluetooth earpiece in and a gun holster?
Honestly, I was like, and the thing is, every time you cross a road with Luna, she expects a treat.
Amazing.
So every time I cross the road, amazing. I had to stop. You know, and I just felt like, God, if anyone sees, well, lots of people did see me and they must have thought, what an absolute prick. She
that is.
Is
hilarious.
Yeah, with her dog treats clipped on
you
her belt.
Clipped it to your belt. Oh my God. And she lost it.
Very
well, yeah,
funny.
Look, Lauren, that was a good one.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a song, if you still got Hero as your ringtone, or just get rid of it. Get rid of it.
Right, now we're doing something slightly different today, Patty, with this, aren't we?
Pat.
This was actually Pat's idea, which is actually a very good one, I think. So we thought we would do. So there's a thing you can do called a love languages test.
Yes.
Anyone can do it, can't they, Patty?
Yeah.
Go
oh, yeah.
online.
Find it online. Yeah.
So we thought
anyone can do it, Ange.
Anyone can do it.
Anyone.
So we thought we'd both take this test to find out what our love language is, which is it's about how you like other people to show you love.
That's it.
That's yep. the one.
And there's five different like categories.
Yes. What are the categories?
Words of affirmation.
Yes.
Quality time. Physical touch. Acts of service. Gifts.
Okay.
But gifts, everybody gets worried that they're going to get gifts.
Yeah.
Gifts doesn't mean that it's like big, lavish things
no.
all the time. It's when somebody is out and about and they think, oh, I think
she
would really like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick that up for them. It's yeah. not like everybody feels like if they get gifts, they're a bit shallow and a bit like, oh, I only like gifts. But it's not. It's being held in mind.
Yes.
That's what that one's about.
Yes.
So we thought we'd guess each other's.
Yes. Now then, I'm not sure what yours is.
I reckon yours is acts of service.
Spot on.
Yeah, that's your top one.
Spot on, yes.
And I would say that would be followed by words of affirmation.
Exactly right, Pat.
Yeah,
yes.
I thought they'd be the two top ones for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas I think your top one will be words of affirmation.
It is.
Yes.
It is. Words of affirmation.
And then I think gifts.
No.
Acts
My
of service.
Second one is quality time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. If I feel like, look, you and I have had fallings out about quality time, Ange.
That is true. Yeah, we have. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I feel like people in my life that are really important to me don't make time. So I got 30% was words of affirmation. 25% was quality time.
Wow.
So they're close, those two.
Yeah.
If I feel like somebody I love and care about isn't giving me the time that I feel I would like with them, it can really hurt me. I can feel a bit like, oh, I don't feel important, or they're too busy, they've got other things going on. My bottom one was acts of service. I couldn't give a shit if Matthew puts the Hoover out or not. I couldn't care.
Was that your bottom one? Really?
Yeah. So mine goes words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, gifts, acts of service.
Oh, see, mine's acts of service, words of affirmation, gifts, quality time. What's the last one?
Touch.
Touch.
I thought touch would be your bottom. You are not big into hugs and shit.
I'm not, no.
You can take or leave that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm very, you know, like, yeah, it just doesn't really do much for me. I'm just sort of, you know.
Yeah. Whereas I got 20% was touch. So 25 was my, was time, and then 20% was physical touch.
Yeah, no.
And then like... the other two were like, wait, those top three were the most for me.
Yes. Yeah. But also it's like, because then it obviously, you do the test and it kind of breaks down into those five categories.
Yeah, and it gives you a percentage.
Yeah. And then it kind of gives you some info on what your top, so for me, like acts of service. So it says, can vacuuming the floors really be an expression of love? Absolutely. Yes. Anything you do to ease the burden of responsibilities weighing on an acts of service person will speak volumes.
Yeah.
The words he or she most want to hear, let me do that for you.
Yeah.
Laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for them tell speakers of this language their feelings don't matter. Finding ways to serve speaks volumes to the recipient of those acts. And that is like
100%
me. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I think this sort of stuff is really helpful, you know, not just in intimate relationships.
No.
But in like work capacity,
yeah.
Understanding like the way you want your friends to.
Because
I know when you're really stressed, if I say to you on the phone, Ange, is there anything I can do? The appreciation you have for that is like, it means so much to you.
Yeah.
If I was to say, don't worry, I stopped on the way and I got that stuff. I know that you're busy or whatever. I know that to you, I mean, to me, I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, it's so weird, but isn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't care less. I just honestly, acts of service has always been. So I did this quite a number of years ago, and my top one was actually gifts.
Yeah,
but I know that I've changed. I've changed, and
words
of affirmation for me. Somebody saying that they're proud of me, or
so. What's the spiel for? Do you have it?
It says this. It says. Actions don't always speak louder than words. If this is your love language, unsolicited compliments mean the world to you. Hearing the words, I love you, are important. Hearing the reasons behind that love sends your spirits skywards. Insults can leave you shattered and are not easily forgotten. Kind, encouraging and positive words are truly life-giving to you.
Mm.
And that is true because I've often been called sensitive. Like I hold on to things that people say to me that feel... a bit cutting
hurtful
and a bit like, and if I feel like I've let someone down or I've done something wrong, that really sticks with me. I don't like it at all. Whereas people saying that they love me and why they love me and why they value me, but that alongside people then giving me time, like quality time is also a big thing for me for people that I care about.
Yeah.
Like I want to know
that was my fourth.
Yeah.
Quality time.
Yeah. You don't care though. You're not into the old touch and you're not into the old hanging out with people.
Well, no, I am, but it's just not.
It's not the number one for you though, is it?
No.
Isn't it interesting though? Because I think so many like difficulties in relationships, I mean all relationships, not just intimate relationships, could be really much better managed if we all knew.
Yeah.
Because if you can say to somebody, look, I know for you, spending time with me is really important.
Yeah.
And of course I want to work on that. But actually, when you pick something up for me or you do something or you take the pressure off or you help me with something,
that means loads to me.
Because I think there's give and take then, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
You
that
can better
so
understand
true,
the way that somebody's coming to something and, you know.
Well, in fact, last week, so Nell's had her GCSE food practical exam last Thursday.
Yes.
It was all quite a stressful household. We had a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the Wednesday, I'd, you know, gone to pick up all the bits that she needed for Thursday. And like about fucking 10 o'clock Wednesday night, I realised that I'd forgotten mushrooms. Right?
Oh, no.
So I'm like, and I was like, I can't be asked to go now. I'll just go. I'll get up earlier in the morning and I'll pop go up to Tesco and I'll go and get them. So anyway, Thursday morning, get up. She didn't have to wake me up Thursday morning because I knew I had to get up.
Sure.
And just shoved on, like, you know, my joggers or whatever. Yeah. I come downstairs and Ian was just going out the door to work. And I was like, oh, I've got to go and pick up bloody mushrooms from Tesco now because Nels needs them for set. And he went, I'll go and pick them up now and I'll drop them back before I go to work.
Oh.
Honestly, though, that meant so much to me that I didn't have to actually go and physically get them in amongst everything else that had to be done the night before, the morning of. And it really did mean so much to me that he was like, I'll just go and get them now and I'll drop them back. It was such a moment that I was like, oh, that's so helpful. Thank you so much. Yeah. And that totally speaks into that for me. People just, you know, offer to do something or just
get on and
help
do
out
it
or you know, all of that stuff is just, it really does make a difference to me and is so important to me. But in turn, like you said, I think understanding for you how important time is. Because we have had like some
stand up rows,
some big old rows. Because you know that obviously isn't as important to me because it's like fourth out of five.
Yeah,
but for you, it's like really important and shows the value that you are to me and how much I love you and want to spend time with you.
And I think what can happen is that we're so hooked into the way that we want to receive love. For example, like the counter argument can be, well, last week I went and did that thing for you. Okay, that's great for you. That's the way you want love to be expressed for you. Brilliant. Yeah, you picked up that thing for me. Great, thank you. But to me, that's my last way of somebody showing me that they love me. I'm grateful. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not grateful for it.
No, exactly.
But actually, somebody using that to me as a counter argument for not spending time with me
doesn't mean anything at all.
Oh, right. So you picked that thing up for me, that's like me saying to you, but I came over and spent time with you and you thinking, yeah, but I had a million and one things to do and you didn't bother to ask if you could help. And I think that's where the root of so much conflict in long-term relationships, because we don't understand. Whereas if you can sit down with your spouse, and your spouse is the most you know, obvious one, but even with your friends, but if you can sit down with your long-term partner and you can say, look guys, do you know what, I know hugs and kisses are really important to you and I'm going to try and up my game in that with you. I know that makes you feel secure. But for me, when everything feels like it's going to shit, if you can volunteer to do stuff, my God, that makes me feel so valued, so loved. That will really speak into me. Because I think we're so conditioned to think about what we want and the way we want people to love us that we forget that could be totally different for someone else. Like, I know Matthew's number one would be quality time followed by physical touch. They would probably be his two number one ones. Like, he probably doesn't care about acts of service really, which is why we live in a shithole. I think knowing the way the person or the people in your household want to be shown, even with your kids, like saying to your kids when they get to a certain age, look, take this test. By the way, you can just find it at 5lovelanguages.com. So the number 5lovelanguages.com. You can go on and you can read stuff about how it would affect you in the workplace, how it affects the way you are with your children, your friends. Like, it's a very good website. And there's actually a book about, this started as a book, the 5 Love Languages. But just to even sit down with your kids and say, what is it that makes you feel like I love you? Like, you know, is it when I give you a hug? Because some kids will be like, no, I don't like physical touch. Whereas other kids, or really is it if I'm out and about, I pick up a little something for you. I buy, you know, what is it that makes you feel special? Is it that we do days together that's just me and you, and we have hours where we sit and chat and we spend quality time together? And I just, I think the way that this sort of understanding of other people can help is massive.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Joel has just taken Luna for a walk.
That's going to speak loads to you.
Yeah.
What do you reckon Joel's would be?
Oh, I don't know.
I think words of affirmation.
Yes, I think that's probably him. Yeah.
I think Ellen's would be quality time.
I'm going to get them to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And Ian. I think Ian's will be very similar to Morrie's.
Yeah, quality time and touch. And
physical touch. Yeah.
I think they will be Ian's top two.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because they're my bottom two.
Well, but that's interesting, isn't it? Because you've then got a platform to say, right, how are we going to meet in the middle on this?
Yeah.
Because for me to feel loved, it's you popping out and getting the mushrooms early morning.
It's you getting the mushrooms at 7 a.m.
Yeah, when I am like, oh God, I can't believe I've got to do that. For him, it's you saying, Ian, I've booked the two of us to go and do something together, or sitting on the sofa and cuddling, or
allowing him to, you know, bone me.
Allowing him to bone me. I mean, you can tell that physical touch is not your top one. Or, you know, allowing him
to fondle my breasts.
While you sit there going, God, I wish he was doing the hoovering. I wish he was doing the bloody hoovering.
Just cook me bloody tea.
Why is he fondling my breasts when that carpet over there is disgusting? Halfway through, you just go, do you want to take Luna for a walk? Yep, great. Brilliant. We've both met each other's needs there perfectly. You've had a fondle. Now you're off to take the dog for a walk. Fantastic.
Brilliant. Yes. Big tick for both of us there.
So,
there we go, Pat Shanes.
Another episode done.
Yeah, we've only got... Is it one more next week?
Next week is our last one of series four. Can you believe it?
Bloody hell.
Can you believe it?
Can you bloody believe that?
But look, remember, there's lots of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Thank you, as always, for listening to us rabbit on a load of old rubbish.
Mm.
Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.